wait a minute, what's going on here?
Here's the dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy, see what you did?
Oh no, you big dummy. You dummy!
Yeah. It's time for You Big Dummy. Dummy. This is when we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we all vote on who's the dummiest. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A charity in London posted a job listing in their window, but how they chose to abbreviate assistant drew some unintended attention. Instead of abbreviating assistant to ASST or AST, the person who created the sign wrote ASS. The questionable abbreviation led several online commentators to deem the position to be a, quote, bum job. Yeah! According to an FB Newswire, the sign has reportedly been fixed as the charity continued to search for an assistant manager at their location. A charity, too. Oh, God.
You bigger dummy than my dumb.
Yeah. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Even burglars have bad days, and that's the case for one suspect who broke into a Florida brewery. Oh, Florida. Hi, welcome again, Florida. Police reports indicate a man broke into the Ormond Brewing Company early Monday morning. First, the man did not notice the security camera to his face was in full view, allowing police to release an image of the suspect. Secondly, the man didn't get much money since the safe and cash register contained less than $30, according to the manager. And finally, the burglar left behind his equipment. Police, oh, here's the case. Police are currently investigating leads. What more leads do you need? You got a picture of the guy and he left his stuff behind. They're currently investigating the lead. That investigation should last about 30 seconds. Jeez.
Get lost, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
To the dummy with the black mustache.
All right. Well, we will return to You Big Dummy, which is coming up after we take a break for weather and traffic, and then we will vote on the dummiest. And then we got Straight Out of Context, Nick D's show, Spies, and then it turns into a special Fly Jams Friday, where we will be featuring the number one fly jam of each year between 1960 in the year 2000. So you will find out what the fly jam was on your birthday if you were born between 1960 and 2000. That's coming up, so stay tuned for that. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Let's get back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Man trying to retrieve a drone from a tree in Grand Rapids area ended up getting stuck in the same tree. WZZM-TV reports that the man had gotten the drone stuck a few days prior. Wanting to get it back, the man climbed the tree wearing spikes, but then got stuck himself. The rescue was further delayed when a fire truck got caught in the soft ground near the tree and had to be towed. The man was finally removed from the tree with the help of a tree service.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
This was not that guy's day, man. Fire truck gets stuck and has to be towed? Jeez. Dummy number four, dummy number four. If you stop your pickup truck after running over a traffic sign, deputies may cut you some slack. But if you speed away and have a fully grown marijuana plant in your pickup truck's bed, not so much. According to police reports, a sheriff's deputy spotted a Toyota Tacoma clip a traffic sign. The deputy stopped the truck. According to the deputy's affidavit, upon walking up to the vehicle on the driver's side, I observed a fully grown marijuana plant located in the bed of the truck in plain view. The driver, Joshua Jacobs, 30, was arrested on charges including possession of marijuana and leaving the scene of a crash with damage.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five. A Minnesota Vikings backup quarterback will miss the start of training camp after hurting himself trying to break into his own home. Taylor Heinicke, the team's third-string quarterback, received a cut above his ankle after a piece of glass door broke. He explained, I was locked out of my house after a late-night movie. I came back and there's no one home and I'm trying to nudge the door a little. It was one of those double doors. I thought it just needed a little nudge. That nudge accidentally broke the door, causing his injury. Heinicke reported Thursday, with his foot in a cast, joked that at least he had gotten to see, he got to see The Conjuring 2, which, quote-unquote, was pretty good.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Dummy.
All right. We have to vote. The Conjuring 2. He went to go see The Conjuring 2. Okay. I think someone cuts their hand in The Conjuring 2 on glass, if I'm not mistaken. So. Maybe it was a spirit, or perhaps gags. You know, it could have been gags who caused that. Because
the Packers-Vikings
rivalry. Exactly, the Packers-Vikings rivalry. They wanted to get rid of one of the quarterbacks. Gags wanted to get rid of one of their quarterbacks. All right, we have to vote. We got the dummy who wrote ass when abbreviating assistant. The dummy burglar who was seen on a video only got $30 and he left behind his equipment. The dummy who got stuck in a tree while trying to get a drone out of the same tree. The dummy who had a fully grown marijuana plant in the pickup of his truck after he ran down a traffic sign. And the dummy backup quarterback who got hurt while trying to break into his own house after seeing The Conjuring 2. Okay, we have to vote. Dan, you're up first, my friend. Which dummy are you going to vote for as dummy of the week?
You know, I guess as much as I like the sequence of the drone getting stuck and then the guy getting stuck and then the fire truck getting stuck,
right?
Climbing a tree to get something out of it is not that unreasonable, I don't think. So I think the dummy is going to have to be the driver who struck a traffic sign in the first place and then had a visible, in plain sight, marijuana plant
okay.
in the bed of his truck.
A fully grown marijuana plant. Okay. All right. Vic, who are you going with?
Well, as someone who gets paid to write for a living, albeit news, I think I'll go with the person who misspelled the abbreviation of assistant. That's my favorite.
I still like the old, yeah, it looks like it might be a bum job. Those Brits are hilarious. Esmeralda, which dummy do you prefer in this battle of dummydom?
I do like the one with the plant. Because where was he coming from?
You know, that's a good question.
Where was he taking it? Did he just come from a nursery? He's like, I just bought this.
Where are you going to buy a...
I don't know.
A nursery? A marijuana plant in a nursery? If it's run by the Corsican brothers.
And also the fact that he's just, you know, causing problem, you know, causing damage to things. Thinking, hey, I have a marijuana plant in my...
Well, you know, I mean, the first strike is he put a full-grown marijuana plant in the bed of his pickup truck. Like, you know, why don't you wrap it up at least? So, all right, you're going with marijuana plant man?
Yes, yes.
All right. Yeah, I'm going with marijuana plant man, too. I think he's clearly the dumbest one. And I understand, Vic, your reasoning for voting for... I understand, you know, your personal reasoning for voting for ass. That'll end up on Straight Out of Context next week.
I'm emailing Dan right now.
You're emailing Dan right now.
It'll be the second time this evening.
Uh-oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. You know, Vic's got his ears open, man. He's ready to go. You know, it's the hat. It's the damn hat he's got on. That's what it is. All right. We can get this started and finish it after the news, Mr. Long. You got that? You good?
Yep, I'm good to go.
Here we go. Your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. All right, you all know what this is. This is Straight Out of Context. When you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, how many do we got this week?
I've got 25 this week.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Quite a lengthy list, so.
All right, here we go.
All right, we will start with Eric, and this is Wendy Snyder.
I can't handle all that in one day anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah, she used to. Not anymore, though. All right, what's next, Dan?
Let's go to Jesse with one from Bill Leff.
Boyfriends come in and out really quickly, in and out, in and out.
How did he not know? I mean, how do you not know that that's not going to end up on this segment? He had to know. He had to know.
Right. You pretty much have to. All right. Ken in Milwaukee sent these over. It's Ro and Anna.
And actually, a few have volunteered to touch it.
They were just filthy at those conventions, weren't they? They were just filthy. Last week we had a bunch of, you know, they were at the RNC and they were acting all kinds of filth. And then they go to the DNC and they act all kinds of filth there. Okay. I think we got time for one more.
All right. Brian sent this one in. It's you.
Oh, brother. The tongue is firmly planted. Oh, boy. Oh, now they really took that one out of context. They really did. All right, we're going to break here. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, we'll finish up Straight Out of Context. We got Nick D Show Spies, and we've got a Fly Jams Friday, a special Fly Jams Friday. Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll come back after this with the news. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh,
Out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here till 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock, it's the great Steve Cochran. For your morning drive. It is Fly Jams Friday. We'll be getting to that in a little bit. We also have Nick D Show Spies, but we have to finish up with Straight Out of Context. We got a few in. We've got a few more to go. So Dan Long filling in for Mr. Shagru. Dan, go ahead.
That's right. Let's pick it up with Ken in Milwaukee again. This is Rokan.
What they've done is they've crammed it in.
Okay.
Back to Ken in Milwaukee for you and Dan Chigrew.
Is that Lisa's first time?
No, she's been part of it.
She was, oh, yeah, with her and Carl together, yeah. Oh. You used to produce that show, Dan.
I did, yeah. Well, yeah. Something weird. They must have changed the format of the show
since
I left.
Well, you know, Elif will do that. She's okay, next.
Back to Eric and another one from Wendy Snyder.
Don't blow it, Rick Hogan.
The thing that makes that special is that it's Rick. She was talking about Rick Hogan.
Yeah.
Don't blow it, Rick Hogan. What are you talking about? Another guy you produced.
That's right.
That's another guy you produced for. Okay. Next.
Next from Brian, it's Wendy and Dean Richards.
I'm not in the mood today.
And find the information. I know. I'm just trying to. I can see. I'm trying to find it, trying to get
it. And you can't get it?
No, well, I will eventually, but.
Oh, my God. Can we take a break first?
Wow. Wow. Can't tell you how many times I've had that conversation. Wait a minute. What's going on there? Hold it. Okay, next.
Next, John and Eric both sent this one in back to Wendy Snyder.
Wow, two big ones.
Jeez. You know, Wendy clearly dominates the proceedings.
Yeah.
Like every week. I think she goes out of her way to just...
It was that way even when we did these on Saturday night.
I know, on Saturday nights back when we were doing it on the Saturday Night Show, it was the same thing. Okay, next.
Jeff Carlin of the Rokan Show sent these in. It's Tom Skilling.
We've had some reports of 3 inches or more. We had one person unofficially estimate a 7-inch. Now, they didn't get 7 inches.
What is Jeff doing? What is he? What the hell is he? He's producing the show and going hee 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 hee, giggly giggly. He said inches. I love Jeff. He's awesome. Okay, next.
Harold heard this one of Wendy Snyder.
Jeez.
There's no sausage in you. Cheesy.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Another one from Harold. It's Justin Kaufman.
For you to be able to get a 3-incher?
Justin Kaufman, he very few we've gotten over the time with Justin. Very few. Okay.
Next, Aaron and Steve in Oak Brook both sent this one in. It's a little bit of an extended cut from Mr. Fix-It himself.
Oh, here you go.
Manfredi.
Here you go, Esmeralda.
I want you to use that same stud back in the spot. You're going to put that stud in. You're going to make sure that stud is nice and solid. You got all the hardware. You're going to need some help. Your buddy's going to grab that handle, and then he or she is going to pull up and hold it and get a really good bicep workout. And they're going to be straddling you as you're on your back looking up. Once you tighten it all up, you know, you can clean it up with water.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
So he's got good tips for everything.
That was magnificent. Esmeralda, you must be pleased with that.
That was real good.
Oh,
good
man.
Good job.
By the way, Esmeralda loves the Lou Manfredini out of context. Lives for them. They are always your favorites, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, they're the best.
God, and that one really lived up to any kind of expectation right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are in luck. Brian sent in this exchange between Lou and his producer, Lindsay.
It'll be sticky on your booty.
Rear.
Right.
On your booty.
On your booty.
What the hell is that? What? What is happening on that show? Oh, man, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. Do people know that that show's on at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday?
That's how they get you.
Holy
cow. No one suspects it.
I'm on from 2 to 5 a.m. I don't talk like that. All right. Next.
Next, Brian and Steve in Oak Brook both sent this one in. It's Kristen Decker.
Decker.
I would totally eat that.
Okay.
Next from Ashley, it's Amy Guth.
And his legs have to spread.
Yeah.
And
it... Oh. The lovely Amy Guth. She makes very rare appearances on the show, the lovely Amy Guth. But I happen to know she's got a filthy mouth. She does. She'd be the first to admit it. She does. She's awesome. Okay, next.
Harold sent this one in. It's Carl Amari. Oh.
That is definitely an organ.
Oh, man. Okay. That's fantastic. All right.
Brian sent this one in of Sam Paniadovich.
Oh, boy.
Some guys have to get in 36 holes today.
Oh, my God. That's a busy guy right there. Jeez. All right. What do we got next?
Next from Jesse, it's Patty Vasquez and Rob Martyr.
No, we could do this all night.
Obviously.
All right.
Tim sent this one in. It's you.
We're going to do it live. Oh. Oh. All right.
Next from Johnsburg AJ sent this one in. It's Rick Pearson.
They're really small.
Okay.
Another one from Eric and another one from Wendy Snyder.
If you're trying to perform in a tub in the forest.
What?
In the forest?
In the forest? All right.
Next one is from Matthew, and it's you.
There's a big pump. I put a generous amount on, and I took a bite. Oh, I was telling the hot dog story in Cleveland. That's what I was doing. Okay.
Next one. Next one is from Mark, and it's Esmeralda.
Who's curly naturally?
Uh-huh. All right.
And finally, we'll wrap it up with Matthew and another one from you.
I need something underneath me. we were talking about roller coasters. Remember that, Esmeralda?
I don't remember about roller coasters. What are you talking about?
Okay, forget it then.
Spies.
Hey, hey. All right. You know what this is. You're a spy. Listen 24/7. Whenever I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned, jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. How many we got this week?
Just one this week. It's from Eric, and it's Mary Vandeveld with Steve Grzanich, Andrea Darlis, and Dave Ennett.
What, did you jump a hurdle on your way in?
I did, yeah. I went to Rio, did some of the prelims. Mm-hmm. We're good to go.
Good.
We're good to go. Good.
Welcome back, Andrea.
Thanks, guys. I missed you all.
Did you go swimming with some poop?
Okay, that's really gross.
It's the last time. I can't
sorry.
Say that. You know, I'm sorry. I know. I'm just...
Boy.
I just think
we already went through that in the Nick show.
See, that sums up my show right there. Swimming with poop. That's the catchphrase on the Nick DiGilio show. Listen, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. weekday mornings, Nick DiGilio show. It's like swimming in poop.